says hang on, you better pucker hard. You're fixing to fly.
Whoa, that's a whiskey throttle over a cliff. Let's see that again. If you're laughing right now, that's on you. Today, this story popped up on my news feed. The headline says, "Watch a rider discover why whiskey throttle is every biker's nightmare." This caught my attention. This is just shocking to me. So let's pick through this article a little bit. It's by Brad Anderson is the author of this. I'll put a link to this in the description, so you can go to the article yourself. You can see it. But yeah, let's just pick through this a little bit. He says, riding a motorcycle can be difficult, especially for those new to the craft. He says, she crashed without any outside interference while picking her way along a narrow dirt road at less than 10 miles an hour, which is 16 kilometers per hour. Dash cam footage recorded by a car following behind shows two bikes slowly making their way up what appears to be a mountain pass in February. On the right, the rider on the right, wearing a bright orange jacket, seems to struggle at low speed, losing balance and leaning to the left. Instead of easing off the throttle and trying to steady the bike or set it down in a somewhat dignified manner, the rider twists it further, kicking up a spray of dirt. That sudden input sends her across the road over a dirt mound. The clip shows the woman briefly going airborne before tumbling down what appears to be a cliff as her riding companion watches in disbelief. I'm not laughing. This is very, very sad. And I think that there's something that we can learn from this. So let's look at the dash cam again. You can see that she's following, which sometimes can be difficult because you have to deal with the erratic behavior of the person that you're following. It looks like they're coming to a stop. She probably is stopping, it looks like a weird lean angle or on uneven or unstable ground, and tries to catch falling to one side or as she's leaning to the left, and panics and grabs a hold of the motorcycle, throttles, and just takes off. So there is something to learn from this. This is the moment that every rider fears, not the big dramatic stuff like high-speed chases or knee-dragging in corners. I'm talking about that tiny split-second mistake, the one where your brain and your right wrist stop working together. The story is an example of how everything can go wrong in an instant. Nothing crazy, under 10 miles per hour, controlled, cautious. The kind of riding where you think, I've got this. And then it happens. The rider starts to lose balance at low speed. She leans left. The bike wobbles, totally recoverable. But instead of easing off the throttle, she twists it hard. The rear tire sprays dirt. The bike lunges, shoots across the path, launches off the mound, goes airborne, and disappears over what looks like a cliff. This is called whiskey throttle. And it's one of the most terrifying mistakes a rider can make. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
If you're part of the 94% that are new to the channel, welcome. I would like to thank returning viewers, especially channel subscribers. Your support really helps. Here's the thing. This wasn't a high-speed crash. This wasn't reckless riding. It wasn't a car pulling out in front of her. It was fear. When the body panics, it does strange things. Your survival reflex kicks in. When you feel like you're falling backward, your instinct is to pull back on whatever you're holding. On a motorcycle, that's the throttle. Pull back, throttle opens, the bike accelerates, and now you're in a feedback loop of panic. That's whiskey throttle, and it can turn a 5 mile per hour wobble into a disaster. Low speed riding is where fear lives. It's not on the highway, it's not the sweeping canyon roads, it's in parking lots, gravel paths, U-turns, tight maneuvers. Because at low speed, the bike feels heavy, balance feels fragile, and small mistakes feel amplified. And if your confidence isn't backed by skill, your body will default to panic. That's the danger zone. Every rider has imagined it. Losing control, going over an edge, hitting the throttle at the wrong time, watching the ground just disappear beneath you. We ride for freedom, but we all know how quickly that freedom can flip into catastrophe. And there's an uncomfortable truth. Most disasters don't start with recklessness. They start with overconfidence or undertrained confidence. There's a difference. Confidence says, I've ridden dirt before, I'm fine. Skill says, I've practiced low-speed clutch control until it's automatic. Confidence says, I'll just power out of it. Skill says, when balance breaks down, I reduce input, I don't add more. Balanced confidence is earned. It's calm. It doesn't panic. Unbalanced confidence is fragile. The moment something feels unstable, fear takes over and fear grabs the throttle. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button. Let's get practical. If you ride, especially off-road or uneven terrain, you need to train specifically for these moments. Number one, master clutch and throttle control at walking speed. Spend time in a parking lot. Practice friction zone riding, slow figure eights, tight U-turns, and stop and go balance control. You want your hands to respond correctly without conscious thought, because in a panic moment, you won't be thinking. Number two, train your panic response. This is huge. When you feel the bike tip, your instinct will be to stiffen up and yank. Instead, practice this mental cue. Clutch in, throttle neutral. Say it in your helmet when you practice. Rehearse it. So when your body tenses, your training overrides instinct. So third, respect terrain transitions. Gravel, dirt mounds, loose climbs, these require momentum management, not throttle panic. If you lose balance, reduce input, stabilize, and set the bike down if necessary. There's no shame in a controlled tip over. There is massive risk in fighting physics with throttle. So forth. Develop real confidence, not ego confidence. Real confidence is quiet. It comes from repetition. It comes from sweating in empty parking lots. It comes from dropping the bike in practice so you don't drop it on a mountain pass. If you haven't trained slow speed skills recently, that's your cue. Because the most dangerous rider isn't the reckless one. It's the one who almost has the skill, but not quite. According to reports, the rider in this story walked away uninjured. So if you laughed, it's okay. But that's incredible, because that outcome was totally luck. And luck is not a riding strategy. Motorcycling will always carry risk. That's part of why we love it. But there's a difference between calculated risks and accidental escalation. Whiskey throttle is a reminder of something powerful. Your biggest enemy on a motorcycle isn't speed. It's unmanaged fear. When fear takes control of your inputs, physics takes control of your outcomes. Skill development is how you take that control back. Every rider's greatest fear isn't crashing. It's losing control. The good news? Control is trainable. So the next time you head out, especially if you're exploring dirt or technical terrain, ask yourself, have I earned my confidence or am I borrowing it? Train hard, practice slow, stay humble. Because sometimes disaster starts at 5 miles per hour, and sometimes prevention starts in an empty parking lot. If this hit home for you, drop a comment about the skill you're working to develop right now. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, send it to them. Ride smart, ride trained, and we'll all be safer on the road. Developing skill and overcoming fear can actually modify the structure and neurochemistry of your brain. Did you know that riding long-term can give you superhuman abilities? If you would like to learn more about the extraordinary therapeutic and neurological transmutation effects of motorcycle riding, stick around for a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.